Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria State Emergency Service says a magnitude 6 earthquake has struck the state with an epicentre near the Victorian town of Mansfield at a depth of 10 kilometres. Witnesses have told SBS the shaking was felt for around 30 seconds. The initial quake was followed by a number of smaller aftershocks. The shaking was felt across Victoria, as well as in the ACT and parts of New South Wales. There are reports of some building damage. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is in Washington, D.C., but he says he is in touch with the authorities in Australia and the federal government will help where needed.
But of course the federal government stands by through Emergency Management Australia to provide whatever assistance is needed, whether from the ADF or others. But at this stage, we have had no reports of serious injuries or worse.
Victoria's Premier, Daniel Andrews, has condemned the violent protests that took place on Tuesday when demonstrators brought Melbourne and the Westgate Bridge to a standstill. Victoria Police has been given permission to use crowd control force after protests started over construction industry concerns. He also says Victoria Police will take action against those who do the wrong thing.
They're not there to protest, they're there for a fight. And what we saw yesterday is an insult to the vast, vast majority of tradies or people in the building industry.
New South Wales has recorded 1,035 new local cases of COVID-19 in the past day. New South Wales Health also reported the deaths of 5 people due to COVID-19. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says once the 70% double-dose vaccine target is reached, her state will roll out a vaccine passport.
Now, in terms of 12 to 15-year-old children, as we know, they were recently invited to come and get vaccinated. Pleasingly, a quarter of that age cohort, so 25% of 12 to 15-year-olds, have already received the vaccine in New South Wales.
United States President Joe Biden is hailing a new partnership with Australia and the United Kingdom, saying it is in the best interests of global allies. President Biden declared his country has no closer and more reliable ally than Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Mr. Biden held their first in-person one-on-one meeting in New York.
The United States and Australia are working in lockstep on the challenges ending COVID, addressing the climate crisis, defending democracy, shaping the rules of the world for the 21st century.
And Sydney's New Year's Eve family fireworks show has been cancelled for the second year in a row, despite plans to reopen the city in coming weeks. The city's midnight display will go ahead, with discussions on potential crowd limits continuing. A spokeswoman for the City of Sydney confirmed the earlier fireworks display had been cancelled again to ensure the celebrations meet pandemic public health orders. This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I am Stephanie Corsetti.